So let's look into this game in a little bit of detail before we go on to that collapse with the Giants, which I think marks probably the beginning of the end for the Giants season. As much as they've done well, they've turned it around. They've surprised people before, but it looks like they're imploding from within. But before we do that, one of the things I know that you were criticizing was Greg Williams and the Redskins' defense. It looked as if they finally had a cohesive game plan. Tell us about that.
You're talking to me?
I'm talking about the man that covers the Redskins.
Talking to me.
I thought you were talking to Lenny Dawson. He might know more about that than I do.
That sounds like the Robert De Niro in that movie.
Well, I tell you what, they have been playing just extremely poor defense. There's a big write-up in ESPN Magazine, which covers the Redskins entirely, about having 22 coaches on the staff, about Greg Williams being a dictator type of thing and really running roughshod over the players. I mean, it's if you don't have that, you can get it off your computer and read it. I mean, it's quite extensive, and the ball players almost, you know, turning against him and his style. It's all there. So that's one of the things that's been bothering the Redskins. Last year, they were very, very good defensively. And this year, you know, without LeVar Arrington, who was a leader, a clubhouse leader, he had a falling out, I guess, with the front office and the coaching staff, and so he's now with the New York Giants. And Ryan, who was a safety, played very well. He's going with another team. So they got a lot of free agents that didn't, you know, hold up this year, and they went to other clubs. So the defense got a lot of holes in it and just hadn't played well. This was the best game against the Carolina Panthers, but the Carolina Panthers have a defensive team that they don't have a very good offensive team. But the Redskins defensively played very well against the Panthers yesterday.